So you worked with Eskin in what capacity?
I'm the radio producer for the Boston Symphony, and so it's just a matter of being around the orchestra, being backstage, knowing all the members.
He was the principal cellist. That's top of the line. What was it about him that made him so good?
Well, there's a combination of characteristics that make a great principal player. One is simply the character of the individual, a sort of steely nerves character. Another is the ability to pivot between an orchestral sound, one that leads the orchestra at times, to a solo sound, which is more lyrical, more individual. In fact, Jules Eskin was a founding member of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players in 1964 when he arrived at the BSO. It really allowed that solo voice to come into full flower.
The Chamber Players, of course, the first chair of each section.
That's right.
Is there any particular music that best exemplifies his playing?
Well, this music that we're hearing is Brahms' second piano concerto. It's one of the most famous recordings Jules made. It was actually from before he came to the BSO. He was a member of the Cleveland Orchestra. And this particular recording with a big cello solo is one that really exemplified the richness of tone and that individual lyricism that still is part of the orchestral texture.
Let's have a listen. So what was he like to work with? What was he like as a musician?
Well, Jules was a sort of force of nature. And one of my favorite memories of Jules is at Tanglewood, where he would come off stage and one of the stage crew would have put up a bar for him. And here he was in his 80s. This is just a few years ago. In his 80s, he would come off stage and immediately do a bunch of pull-ups. He was a vigorous person. Now, one of the people that knew him best was Tony Fogg, the artistic administrator. And here's what he said.
Jules was formidable, but endearing at the same time. He was a crusty personality, but great fun, strong in every sense, physically strong, strong as a player, strong as a musical compass.
So let's have a little background here. Before he joined the Boston Symphony in 1964, Jules Eskin was principal cellist with the Cleveland Orchestra for 3 years, and he was with the New York City Opera Orchestra for 7. He was born in 1931 in Philadelphia, and his first cello lessons were with his father, an amateur cellist. He went on to study with Gregor Piatigorsky and Leonard Rose at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, and he was just 16 years old when he landed a job with the Dallas Symphony. 2 summers ago, after taking a leave for 5 months to deal with a bout of cancer of the tongue that he blames on the cigar habit that he did kick, Eskin did tell a local reporter out at Tanglewood, quote, "I go day by day at my age. I'll see how the season goes." Brian, can you bring us out on some of his music?
Sure. Here's one more little thing that Jules recorded with the BSO and Seiji Ozawa from about 30 years ago. He's the soloist in this Elegy, a beautiful, beautiful piece by Gabriel Fauré.